A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 23rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the nation's number one sport, soccer. And our focus is on the African Cup of Nations trophy. The tournament is actually currently underway in Equatorial Guinea.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Of course, our Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Africa Nations Cup.
The prestigious African Cup of Nations, or AFCON, the biggest soccer extravaganza on the continent, is currently underway in Equatorial Guinea. The three-week soccer showcase, which kicked off last Saturday, 17th January, will run until 8th February 2015.
The biannual tournament started in 1957 and is older than the European Championship. This is the 30th edition, which will see 16 teams battle it out for 10 million. And the winners will get 1.5 million and the losing finalist will get $1 million.
Yabo kambe zulukandaba lingalithola njani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha ayisiyaphila. Ye, udaba esiqoka ngalo ke namhlanje sikhuluma ngomdlalo wenguqu. Siyakwazi ukuthi abaningi liyayithanda kakhulu sibili ibhola. Nxa sikhuluma ngebhola sikhuluma ngokhonoku okuthiwa yi-AFCON okwenzakala khona ngale e-Equatorial Guinea. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kula maqembu angu-16 angqikilana khona ngale kwele Guinea. Njalo siyakwazi ukuthi kula ma-groups athize u-A, lo B, lo C. Kodwa ke abaningi bebekhangelele ukuthi phela ijozi i-South Africa iza chance sibilokuzwayo kodwa ungani kuyayomela. Kuzobuya ke leZambia layo ngazani kuya ngasese sibila kuhambi kahle. Kodwa ke lokho kulokukhanyele ukuthi enxa bangaphonga ukuthi iphule kuhle nje wenze okungcono. So ke siyabona ke Blessing ukuthi imidlalo leyi iqhubekela phambili kuze kuyefika uFebruary. Iqaseke ngomgqibelo opheleleyo. So siyabona njalo lokuthi ibhola elidlalwayo lingani nje hayi liyabukeka nje.
Onguka amawadiwa sezvirutaurwa naGibbs nhasi tirava kuti tingechitarisa nezvemakwikwi eAFCON ari kutambirwa iko kuEquatorial Guinea uko vanenge vakwanisa kutora mukombe weAfrica Nations Cup vachaona mari inoita iyo 1.5 million vanenge vadyiwa mumafinals vachipiwa iwo 1 million mukombe uyu wose wakakosha iwo mari inosvika iyo 10 million dollars asi kunyika dzekuSouthern Africa kana kuti dzekuchamhembe kuAfrica zvino zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Kunzima
pfuti. Inqabanqoza. Kunzima.
Inqabanqoza sibi. Siyakwazi kuti Blessing bakona kuti bebone kani kungaba ngconywana kodwa kuya ngasifudlana mfowethu. Ye bayatshaya sibi he.
Zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka kumatimu akaita sana Zambia ne South Africa nyika dzakasitarisirwa nevamwe kuti dzinokwanisa kuti dzinge dzichi simudza mureza wenyika dzeku chamhembe kweAfrica. But just a quick update, of course, Ghana shocked Algeria. Ghana beat Algeria just a few minutes ago, and it was 1-0. And Asamoah Gyan, who is a penchant for scoring goals on the international stage, continued this today as the Ghana star hit a last-ditch goal to shock Algeria and keep the Black Stars African Cup of Nations dream alive, Gibbs.
Yawambe ke njobo Blessing sicho ke iGhana sizwile ke ukuthi lamhlanje ichaye Algeria 1-0 khona ngale ke Equatorial Guinea. Kuzobuya ke igoli iSouth Africa neSenegal ungani lokho ezingqikilana nje zabona ukuthi kuhamba njani. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi Zambia yachaya iTunisia bayichaya 2-1 bonani kunjalo. Kuzokubuya DRC Congo le Cape Verde zaba yi 0-0. Sokubuya ke iGabon le Congo kukhanya iCongo yawina 1-0. Equatorial Guinea neBurkina Faso zaba ke 0-0. Kanye azani zayenza idraw nje enhle khonaphana. IMali le Cameroon 1-1. Ivory Coast Guinea 1-1. Algeria and South Africa igoli bayichaya kubi 4-8. Uyakhumbula bekhuthi penalty. So zasithi kumbi bazayihlotala ni penalty. Hey, umuntu wachaya enye ibhola ngaza kubonakala.
Ucina
bedliwa. Awachayi ba, yabona uchayi crossbar. So wathi chayi ibhola leyana ngancane ukuthi uzayichaya nje. Liwele kuhle khona phala phakathi. Kodwa kwaphosa kwaba kwaphosa kwaba throw in. So kwaba nzima mfowethu. Kuzobuya futhi njalo ke iGhana le Senegal 2-1 kwaphana. Hey, kwana kunjalo futhi.
Of course, we are now being joined by our first guest, that is the Triangle coach, Kelvin Kaindu. Mr. Kaindu also coached Islanders last year. And of course, everyone knows he is Zambian born. And Zambia is one of the few countries in Southern Africa that many are expecting to raise the flag for the region. But it has not been smooth sailing for Zambia so far. Mr. Kaindu, what is your take on the way Zambia has performed so far in this tournament?
I think they haven't done that bad. Looking at the group the way it is, although I think we probably gave away a game against Tunisia in the last minute, and we allowed them to walk away with 3 points. But I think we still have some mathematical chances. Looking at the other games that we played, that it ended in a draw. So I think we have to win the last game for us to progress to the second round.
And what are the chances that Zambia will win that match? Of course, the Zambian coach, Ona Janza, was criticizing his team for selfish play after they lost to Tunisia. Did you see that selfishness? Of course, Zambia had many chances.
Yes, I think he has come up with a different philosophy. And in football, I think any coach who has got a team that is able to create numerous chances, I think there will be few problems in terms of passing. But like he alluded, I think there were a lot of selfishness, and I think we had a lot of chances that were not utilized. At a magnitude and at a tournament like that, I think you need to utilize the chances that you have. And I think we were punished at the end of the day.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaindu.
What is your advice? What is your advice to, you know, the Zambian squad, Mr. Kaindu?
I hope we're still there. I think we need to focus on the last game that we need to play for us to progress to the next round. I think we should not give up. There's still a game that we need to play. If we can create chances against a team like Tunisia, I think we've got a good side. All we need is just to work on the chances that we are seeking to convert them into goals.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Africa Nations Cup currently underway in Equatorial Guinea. And of course, Zambia and South Africa are representing the Southern African region, which for many years has been struggling to perform well at this tournament. Let's look at the past winners. Of course, Egypt is on top. It has won 7 tournaments. Ghana has 4, Nigeria 4, Cameroon has 3, Congo DR has 2, Tunisia 1, Sudan 1, Ivory Coast 1, Algeria 1, Morocco 1, Ethiopia 1, South Africa 1, Congo 1, and Zambia 1. Of course, Egypt is not at this year's tournament. Mr. Kaindu, does this come as a shock that the Pharaohs, as the Egyptians are known, are not at this showcase?
Not really. I think football has become quite dynamic, and if you see even Cameroon, I think Nigeria failed to qualify.
Yes.
Also coming in as a defending champions of the last tournament. Mm-hmm. I think football now, it is not about the reputation of something that has been done. It's the way the team is going to play, and we probably in this tournament we may see a lot of upsets, maybe even teams that we don't think can go as far as the semi-final, even to get to the final.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we are joined by our second guest, Blessing, and this is Mr. Muzwetu Hatebe, who is a sports commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Hatebe, good evening and welcome to the program.
It's a very good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much. And what's your take on the AFCON so far?
Well, I think it's been quite interesting. Obviously, these are the early stages, but I think we are seeing a growth in terms of African football, and it's a bit mixed because you get teams that have got numerous players that are playing in Europe being dominant, and we also have got teams that have got locals that are pushing up, but you get the feeling that the missing cut is missing when it comes to such teams with most of the players being locally based. And also there's an influx as well of foreign coaches, and the style as well tends to change with that European influence coming into such teams. But I think it's been interesting. Who would have thought that Congo would lead Group A with 4 points? Who would have thought in Group B, Cape Verde will be on 2 points unbeaten, just 2 points behind Tunisia? Zambia a bit unfortunate there in that group. And who would have thought that Ghana would have got a late winner today to be second to Senegal, who top and take on South Africa later on. So it's been quite interesting. And they look at Group D, who would have thought that all the four teams, Ivory Coast, Mali, Cameroon, and Guinea, will all be on a point each. So it's been quite interesting. It's an open Nations Cup, if one might put it that way.
Thank you so much. I think we have a third guest, Mr. Cassius Jez Simana Mpofu. Mr. Mpofu, what is your take on this Africa Cup of Nations tournament so far?
Yeah, I think from the look of things, it looks like there is no small team anymore in Africa. Yeah, we are seeing a lot of surprises, a lot of commitment by the those teams that we regarded as being small teams now. Like the teams like the Cape Verde, it's pretty well where it is. Gabon, they're doing well. So I think it's very, very tight. Everything tight. It's unpredictable. It's the Nations Cup.
Yeah, masi nga challenge nga sintu nga tubona njani kona puti kubenjani AFCON kona manje.
Yeah, na AFCON bona nga tiku token simu kulu kona wabas. Tegas kange lama timu a iku time situ esite enweli sa 26 points. Lama timu iti mene best ine 4 points. Maska iti mene zene Tunisia ine 4 points. Ikongo, Brazzaville ine 4 points. Ezinyelezi ngama 3-3 then kula ma draws ama team ikhisa kind group D akula team PSP ya win ama draws water so kunzima khona ngoba group D kwaphana sikhane kula ma tile team ezinkulu ze Cote d'Ivoire le Cameroon ayikho PSP ya win apart was it draw ile so kulo kunzima lapha akukhanya ukuthi akukabona ukuthi shoti izayo kodwa la ma team ebesithi ngama team amancane hayi adlala kuhle kakhulu.
So I think what Mr. Mpofu is saying again here is that you know, Cameroon, Ivory Coast, Guinea and Mali, these teams have not been winning. They've been drawing, you know, all along. So he says it shows that these so-called small teams are doing very well. So, okay, Sister Mnumzana, who's with Son Jovu? Ekin Wayani, Baba Jovu, kunja? Yeah. If one yaku ngazani, ule reti yoko napu?
Yeah. Hayi nami ngithanda ukuphawu nami ngemidlalo imnandi imidlalo yakhona siyayibona nathi kodwa nami ukucabanga ngesifiso sami bengifisa ukuthi ngayigani yayithatha lini ukuze kodwa ke ama team so far sengwabonile ukuthi adlala kahle imali nami inama chances ukuthi ithathe neGhana nje iGhana ingayithatha oba ivele yiyo engilandela ifeva
so ubona njani iSouth Africa lezinye ke
hayi akulalutho akulalutho
kuhluphali kuhluphali kuSouth Africa kwela
hayi gibs into khona ukuthi angithi South Africa amashaba nje usanda uyithatha ayikakabi strong okokuthi usayakha nje ilakho ukuthi akwazi ukuqualify nje angene lapho usayakha kuyafana nje neZimbabwe angithi sengizwe bethi iHighlander neDynamo seziye zathatha abafana abancane yikho kuzokwenza ukuthi amathima ayikithi ngapha eSouthern Africa akwazi kulokhu izilo ngoba manje isquad dalelwa ngabantu abanamagama njalo bengadlali ngendlela efanele njalo labo abantu base-South Africa bayazimisela kukho konke noma engabe dlala phesheya kodwa mayetizwe elizweni lakhe akayenzi ukuthi mhlawumbe akhulume intando yakhe o enza ngathi yena senguNkulunkulu bayadlalela nje ngenhliziyo yabo that is why ubona ukuthi bayaphumelela ngale manje lapha kwenye isikhathi umuntu engazibona sepheshiya ngalo wayenemali mase bembiza umzwe ekhuluma ukuthanda kwakhe gcine bengasamthathi engasayi esikwadini so ngiyabona ukuthi eSouthern Africa makungasebenzisa isistimu yona le ukuthi laba abafana abancane abayibona abakhulayo bethathwe nje bedlaliswe emaqembini abo then kuzokwakhiwa kahle ama-national team right
so wena zale Zimbabwe kumele kwenziwe khonokho kumele kwenziwe khonokho eZimbabweni
that day ngiyewathuma ngiyalela ustudio 7 ngezwa kuthiwa iZimbabwe i-Dynamos le-Highlanders balokhuzile bathethe abafana abancane ngoba laba abakhulu angathi bekuthiwa ngubani obeyidlalela omunye eseyezambiya uyatraya khona ngalo omunye ubonakale edlalela ku-second division so abathathe abafana abancane bebadlalise lapho bazokhula bekwazi ukudlalela i-squad ngoba manje vele lapha eSouthern Africa at least iZambia kwakungcono kodwa ke nakhona vele kayindawo
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini ukholise phela impela vikendle
hayi akholisa hayi kulezi nsuku ngiyangena nje ehlelweni ngiyangena
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu siyabonga kakhulu phela uqhubeke kusenza njalo yes, according to his position, the games are good. He's enjoying everything. And he expects Ghana to win the trophy. And then he says Mali may also come up to tops. And then he says for South Africa, there's a problem. He says these are youngsters that are playing at for the first time, some of them, at that kind of stage. So which means at the end of the day, they're being groomed for the big stage, you know. So he says this should be done even in countries like Zimbabwe, where, you know, youngsters are needed. And these youngsters, according to him, they are very committed, you know, in playing, rather than having these top players, you know, who don't even mind about playing national soccer. So he says, good for these youngsters.
Indeed. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Africa Nations Cup. And our guests this evening, we have no doubt my favorite coach, Kelvin Kaindu. We also have soccer commentator Muzuwetu Hadebe and Cassius J's Simana Mpofu, also a soccer commentator. Let me come back to you, Mr. Kaindu. We have 16 teams at this tournament, and only three coaches are from Africa. You have coaches from Israel, from Poland, from Belgium, you name it, Portuguese, all the countries, good or bad.
I think it's because they can't be the experience and the development in terms of football, but also it's a disadvantage because I believe the local coaches know the local coach and they know most of the local players. And if you have seen what most of the teams do, they prefer to bring in a foreign coach towards when the team has even progressed to get to the final, and the changes made at the last minute. But in terms of development, I think it is good. Some of them, because of the qualification that they have, some of them, because of the experience that they have. But I believe if we can integrate what we are getting from Europe and impart it also on the local coaches, it's definitely going to improve our football.
Mr. Hadebe? three out of 16 coaches from Africa.
Yeah, I think obviously in terms of the experience, they do bring the experience. But I think at the same time, it's very important to look at the track record of the foreign coaches who are coming into Africa to coach our teams. I think we've seen a trend where at times these European coaches move from one country to another without really achieving a lot. I'm not sure whether it's because of their ability or capability, or it's a question of us as Africans wanting a quick result, and we quickly fire these coaches. My challenge is all the time when we get them, we're putting them to coach the national team. I believe they've got a bigger role to play in terms of a football development, and we should have a one-day deliberate arrangement whereby we draft them into our junior structures so that they impact that knowledge to raw players who will then grow up with the system and appreciate the basics, rather than for them to now come and try and push or deliver a seasoned player who is already at a national level. Maybe it might work for countries who have got a number of players in Europe. It becomes easy to motivate them. But when you want to look at countries like Zimbabwe, for example, for us, I would appreciate if we drop them as grassroots and that they do a program for our juniors, then come up with the players to the national team.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mpofu?
I think, this issue of having some foreign coaches coaching our national team, I think it's not a bad idea, but I think we need to look at what are they achieving, these coaches. They come here, they coach different countries, different national teams, but most of them, they don't achieve anything. And they are moving from one country to the other. Like Moses was saying, we need to look at their track record. Some that don't have even anything that they have achieved. Maybe unless when during their playing days, they might have achieved something. But when it comes to coaching, no. We are seeing they're moving from one country to the other, but nothing, they're achieving nothing. Mm-hmm. I think they need to start from the junior policy, I mean, from the junior level, like Moses Kate, Moses is saying. The under 17, under 19, under 23, they mustn't allow the national association leaders to pick the players for them when it comes to junior national team. They must do it themselves. Go to the rear areas, they scout for good players from those players. I think we've got a lot of players, especially in Zimbabwe, we've got quite a lot of players. They need just to, that talent needs to be groomed and needs to be nurtured. Then I think we can have a good team in the future.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. Regai tinzwe mumwe muteereri wedu. Mukoma tafadzwa makadi.
Tiripo makadi.
Aiwa, tiripo. Muri kuona sei makwikwi eAFCON naye kuEquatorial Guinea?
Ndiri kuona chaizvo. Asi, nika, ndiri kundibvira kuti ichiita zvirinani. Senegal, Tambo, and I was no Bura Road Tambo, Timmy, and Radia, no team and digital return to an associated Tambo.
Sakamurung or Dino Sim Zamkomb.
Hello?
That in Doya Murgutino Sim Zamkomb.
And then you think it's not.
Koi, my Amru for Chapina, my finals in the Senegal, and Abe Mkomata Fazgo.
Hello?
Tao writings.
Hello?
Taura henyu?
Ni timu Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tafadzo. Of course, tafadzo is saying he tips Senegal to lift the tournament, and Ivory Coast, he thinks, will also be in that final. Ivory Coast has very good players in African Football of the Year for the fourth time. Yaya Toure, who plies his trade in Britain playing for Manchester City. It has got very talented players, Gibbs.
And he may be leaving that club, right? Very soon. And now let's talk about the games tomorrow. We've got Ivory Coast versus Mali and Cameroon versus Guinea. I'll start with you, Mr. Kaindu. What are your predictions here? Ivory Coast versus Mali, Cameroon versus Guinea.
Yeah, in a tournament like this, it's very, very difficult to predict the outcome of the scoreline. And we have seen there have been some upsets, and we have been late goals that have come even at the end of the added time, and we've seen the scoring. Of course, Ivory Coast is the best team, I think, on paper. But I think when it comes to competition like this, I think they have never done that. So we only hope that this time they can progress and they do something good.
And Mr. Adebe, what do you think? Are you there, Mr. Adebe?
Yes, I'm here, Keith.
Yeah, so what I was saying is that there are two games tomorrow, Ivory Coast versus Mali and Cameroon versus Guinea. What are your predictions there, you know, the outcome?
Quite interesting. Just to look at how these teams have fared. If you want to look at Cameroon and Guinea, Cameroon obviously a bit on the rebuilding exercise. Guinea having some experienced players, and Cameroon and Guinea drew 2-2 in 1988. This was in a group match. They are on the previous Nations Cup meeting between these two teams. So they haven't really met that much in terms of the Nations Cup, and they would want to recall from that 2-2 draw. So when you look at it, Cameroon are still trying new players. Guinea, on the other hand, always an unpredictable side. So it won't surprise me maybe if we are to see a draw in that particular match. But it's a game, really, that can go either way. And then on the other hand, when you want to look at the Ivory Coast, they are always a promising side that many people love to see them play and love to wish them to lift the Nations Cup. But somehow they always fail. And there's always been an argument as well that players like Yaya Toure, they do well at Man City, but when it comes to the Nations Cup, they struggle a bit. And they'll be without Jorginho, who we all know that was suspended after that red card. But Ivory Coast has a perfect Cup of Nations record against Mali, winning 3-1 in 1994 in a third-place playoff, 3-0 in 2008 in a group game, and 1-0 in a 2012 semi-final. Maybe judging by the history then, although they say the lesson we learn from history, that history is history. That's what Mali will be thinking about. But Ivory Coast are the favorites, judging by the history of the two teams.
Ngamafutshane, Baba Mpofu, ngamafutshane khonapho ngathini?
Yeah, mna ukubona kwami ngibona ngathi i-Ivory Coast masikhangelele game lembani. Bangathi i-Ivory Coast ni-upper hand, masingabheka i-player one by one ekhaya i-Ivory Coast. Mhlangane i-combination yabo, bangathi bangaba ne-upper hand. Then esingagela i-Cameroon le-game, hayi i-Cameroon kase yiyo siyaziyo. I-game ingayithathi 3 points khonapho ku-Cameroon.
Ujongane ukuthi i-Cameroon ngane ayisayibone. Ubona njani?
Ya, mbona ngathi Cameroon, i-association ye-Cameroon, i-football association, ike yalibala ukuthi ibe nama-junior players. Bethuke ama-players ebesebe nawo asekhulile. So, kahle sama-players abanawo, anatalent ebonakalayo, sebesingathi i-outstanding talent abanayo total. Ayikho.
Okay, siyakuzwa kakhulu ngayikhatshana khonapho. So, what Mr. Mpofu was saying is, you know, he tips Ivory Coast to beat Mali. And then Cameroon, he says, they're not playing well. So, he says they may be beaten by Guinea. Guinea is always surprising many teams.
Of course, it will be interesting to see who is going to be the top goal scorer at this tournament. There are a number of players that are doing well. We'll profile some of them. Of course, players like Wilfred Bony, who is going to be playing for Manchester City when he comes back from the Africa Nations Cup. But for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Kaindu, Mr. Mpofu, and Mr. Adebe, please do stay on the line. We'll take a short break. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.